Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by The Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to The Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03 on Halloween, October 31st. Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us for an extra spooky edition of the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. Growing number of people are choosing to go the restaurant route for Thanksgiving. We'll cover that in our next segment. But first, Illinois lawmakers worked into the wee small ones in Springfield to finalize a $1.5 billion transit bailout. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Joe Sweeterman, professor of public services and director of the Chaddick Institute at DePaul University in Chicago. Joe, thank you for joining us today. And after months of negotiations over different types of revenue streams, talking about taxing deliveries or concert tickets or unrealized capital gains, at the end of the day, lawmakers, Joe, went back to the tried and true sources of transit funding, the sales tax, the motor fuel tax, and tolls. What does this mean for drivers, and what does this mean for transit riders in the Chicago area?
Yeah, boy, what a 48 hours it's been. I mean, the whole approach to transit funding changed really yesterday, and I went to bed last night thinking it's not going to happen. And 4 o'clock in the morning, the final votes have passed. So classic Illinois style, you might say, with horse trading until the very last minute. But I do think there's really some good things about this. First, the tollway tax is painful, don't get me wrong, but it's tied to transportation and transit congestion relief rules. So I think there's a real nexus there. And the motor fuel tax, you know, there's downstate is pretty fuming this morning over the formula that's going to give a lot of that money they're tapping to Chicago. But it is to a transportation sort of approach us to think big about our system. I think the key question, if we got enough reform, enough promises for our transit agencies, that it is going to be a new day with all this funding.
Now, before we talk about the particulars of the Northern Illinois Transit Authority, talk about the math here. The toll increase, 45 cents for passenger vehicles, 30% for commercial vehicles, effective January 1st of 2027. Now, this goes into the road fund because the interest from the road fund is going towards public transit. So budgetarily, how does that work?
That's right. So we do have, you know, an independent tollway authority, and they are able to levy tolls, and that's confined to Metro Chicago. So that 45-cent increase will be passed on. And then there is the state motor fuel fund that's generating interest, and there's interplay between those. So that's a pretty big pot of money. So over about two-thirds of the transit funding is going to come really from these highway sources. And that's a big surprise, because a month ago, people said that was dead on the table, you might say.
And then this also means the sunset of the Regional Transportation Authority. The RTA will eventually give way for the Northern Illinois Transit Authority that will oversee the CTA, Metra, and PACE. How will the NITA differ from the RTA as far as transit governance and just integration of agencies is concerned?
Yeah, there's a fair amount of optimism here. I mean, it really is an agency. The city will have less power to appoint people on it. There's going to be a mandate that they have more oversight over service planning, a mandate that they think about large-scale projects that can pull our system together. You know, we have that kind of fragmented system, Metro, PACE, and CTA, that you know, have some level of integration, but we certainly don't brand and market our transit as a holistic system. And they're really in charge to do that. And there's, of course, a lot of politics on who's on that board, but the early signs are pretty good. And I think for the mayor, a little power was lost, but hopefully it's going to be a new day for all this.
Joe Sweeterman, professor of public services and director of the Chaddock Institute at DePaul University in Chicago, thank you for joining us today. Coming up, a Thanksgiving feast, minus the cleaning, the food prep, and the cleanup.
Money talks as the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
You can skip the cooking chaos this Thanksgiving and dine out instead. More people are trading turkey for Italian or Chinese favorites as they avoid the hassle and the cleanup. Joining us to discuss is Izzy Karesh, president of Hospitality Works, a.k.a. the Restaurant Coach. Izzy, thank you for joining us today. And, of course, I think we've talked before about the tradition of the Chinese Thanksgiving in my family. My side of the family, for whatever reason, Izzy, they're not big fans of turkey. So a couple of years ago, we had Thanksgiving dinner at a restaurant in the Chinatown neighborhood. We enjoyed it so much, we decided to do it again. And it was maybe last week, my sister texted the entire family and said, good news, I made the reservation for Thanksgiving at the Chinese restaurant. We're good. So if you want to have that restaurant Thanksgiving, you should probably make that reservation around now.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, when I was growing up, people going out to dinner for Thanksgiving was a rarity. But now more and more restaurants are opening up for Thanksgiving. And what's nice is, you know, restaurants like an Italian restaurant before might have tried to do a traditional Thanksgiving dinner. I think what they've learned is if people want to come to your restaurant, they want to have your food. So they're giving up on the turkey, opening the door and saying, come on in, have a great non-traditional Thanksgiving dinner.
When it comes to restaurants opening their doors on Thanksgiving to people who want to just, they want the meal and they want to avoid all the prep and the cleanup, was it more of a supply issue or a demand issue? Did the restaurants decide, you know, this is a good day to make a couple of extra bucks, or were they just responding to demand from the public who wanted to go out on Thanksgiving?
I think it's a little bit of both, but more and more it's about demand. And what's interesting is, you know, people who do not want to cook the Thanksgiving dinner but want to have a traditional Thanksgiving dinner may end up going to their local restaurant, having that dinner prepared for them, put in a box, they take it home, they warm it up in the oven. But for the rest of the group, people who want to go to that Chinese restaurant, Italian, Greek restaurant, just enjoy time with the family. No cleanup, just a good time. This is the direction that things are going. And I even have a client in the middle of Oklahoma, where you would think in the South, Thanksgiving is traditional at home. But this year, we're expecting 400 guests.
It's like any service, whether you call a plumber, whether you call an electrician, whether you go out to eat on Thanksgiving. If you don't have the talent or the ability to do it yourself, why not pay an expert to do it for you?
Yeah, absolutely. And have a good and better time with your family. You're there, you're sitting together, you're out to eat, nobody's running in and out of the kitchen. You can have a cocktail, bottle of wine. Sounds like a good time to me.
And then how much of this, though, is the result of maybe changing family dynamics, where families, you know, used to have the big Thanksgiving feast, and maybe it was the turkey and all the trimmings, the traditional one, or maybe, you know, I've heard of a lot of big Italian families where it really is just a massive festival of food where everybody brings a dish and all the ladies are in the kitchen all day and they're cooking and they want to do that. But then Nana passes away. And the person who had the spark and the talent and the real cooking, you know, the knack for cooking is no longer there. And nobody else is willing to pick up the slack.
Well, I think that that is playing a part in it because, again, this generation or last few generations have seen having the ability to go out to eat all the time. So we're seeing this at Thanksgiving, but Rob, we're not seeing this at Christmas. So some traditions live on. Let's see next year if it starts to affect Christmas as it has Thanksgiving.
Izzy Karish, president of Hospitality Works, a.k.a. the Restaurant Coach in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, a contract dispute leaves YouTube TV customers without channels owned by Disney. We'll go inside the controversy next.
The only program dedicated to currency events. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Disney-owned channels, including ABC and ESPN, go dark on YouTube TV after contract talks collapse. With us to discuss is Tim Hanlon, founder and CEO of the Vertere Group in Chicago. Tim, thank you for joining us today. And carriage disputes between program providers and program broadcasters are nothing new. We know about there are disputes between broadcast organizations that own TV stations and maybe the cable company or a satellite company. But YouTube TV is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, TV provider in the world. And how does that change the math with Disney going forward?
So there's definitely a feel of we've been here before, right? So to your point, there's these carriage disputes just become more and more voluminous and ferocious. The battle between programming and those who carry said programming. And you're right, YouTube TV is essentially now the fourth largest distributor of quote-unquote cable programming. It's a technical term called MVPD. But the reality is that regardless if it's a wire or a box, YouTube TV is a big distributor of linear television programming in the United States. So in many respects, this is sort of the latest version of that story. And it's just leverage, it's brinksmanship, and it's basically essentially arguing over the cost that's going to be passed on to the consumer. Now, the interesting wrinkle, there are a couple of interesting wrinkles to this one in particular. Number one, Disney is also a provider of programming, right? So they have a product called Hulu Plus Live TV, which is now literally this week just officially now merged with a smaller provider called Fubo TV. And they, it's combined now, are the sixth largest provider of television programming and linear. So there's that little interesting wrinkle. There's also some palace intrigue going on here too. The distribution chief, the person in charge of doing deals for YouTube TV, that is signing people like Disney and NBC Universal to carriage agreements, literally just got poached by Disney. And they literally just settled a lawsuit for that poaching this week. No terms announced, but they claim that that person that they poached has removed himself from these negotiations. But that's kind of hard to believe, but also interesting. But here's the kicker, Rob. And this is not obvious. It may seem obvious, though. The real battle in this particular case is around streaming. No surprise there. But something called ingestion. And what that basically is that the Disney folks are rebuffing YouTube TV's request to ingest their channels. That's Disney Plus, Hulu, and what is now known as ESPN Plus. YouTube TV wants to put that all into the operating system of YouTube TV, meaning you don't go from one app to another. Disney wants you to go to their apps. So it's really actually now a battle between guidance and navigation environments. YouTube TV wants to put all as much of the channels and their streaming products into one user interface, that is YouTube TV. Disney has a lot of vested interest in keeping the brands of Disney Plus and Hulu and ESPN separate and into their environment. So it's really about controlling the consumer, and that's kind of the big issue really behind the scenes.
And this is not, it's not a classic carriage rights dispute as we know them in cable. And as you pointed out, there are so many other angles to this particular fight. Tim Hanlon, founder and CEO of the Verter Group in Chicago, thank you for joining us today. Still ahead, an Entrepreneur Friday, a professional holiday lighting and decorating service that started out of the trunk of a car.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. I'm Rob Hart. Markets are mixed at this hour. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is J.J. Kinahan, soon to be Senior Vice President, CBOE Global Markets in Chicago. J.J., thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. And, of course, soon to be congratulations on your soon to be new title.
Thank you, sir. Yes, in a few weeks I'll be back. So thank you so much, Rob.
Now, the broad market jumped about 0.7%, while the NASDAQ bounced 1.3% in early trading. This was off of Amazon's quarterly report, but a little bit of a wobble during the midday hour. Is there anything to explain that activity during the day?
Well, I think to your point, you have, you know, if you look at the NASDAQ, those stocks are doing well. As I look at the Dow, Amazon, of course, as you reported, having a great day. And then, you know, Chevron and Verizon up slightly, but pretty much everything else in the Dow is in the red today. Microsoft down a bit, McDonald's down a bit, United Healthcare down a bit. Nothing down spectacularly, but a lot of things not up. And even the NASDAQ 100, you know, most of the stocks in there are actually down on the day today. So it's really interesting to see. You have the Palantirs and Amazons and Netflix having nice days, but most of them, because of news, you know, the stock split Netflix, obviously Amazon having a fantastic day. So again, it's one of those really odd situations where a few heavily weighted stocks are carrying the indexes higher. And that's really what's helping the most for the day. For and listen, it's been a tremendous week. Even if we were to close here a little bit lower, we're still going to have a very, very good week on the major indices.
And how much of this can be attributed to rotation? We talked about rotation yesterday with a lot of people maybe getting out of tech and into some of the, you know, the tried and true widget makers of the Dow, and now they're moving back into tech again.
Well, I think a lot of people were nervous, particularly after two nights ago when Microsoft earnings weren't quite what people wanted. And, you know, now all of a sudden, Apple is a confidence type of stock, and it helps people to see, even though the stock's kind of mixed today, but the fact that they're going to meet or beat iPhone sales is pretty tremendous overall. Amazon, again, having a great day overall. So I think that's why you're seeing people get back in. They were a little bit not as confident. But exactly to your point, what you've seen over the last couple of days is the financials and the pharmaceutical industries getting some love. And, you know, if we're going to continue this rally higher, the financials are the second largest sector in the S&P 500. You have to get them on board and going along with technology.
Taking a look at Amazon and their third, their quarterly report, they're just talking about the amazing growth they had in cloud computing, Amazon Web Services, which really does drive the bus as far as Amazon is concerned. Their cloud computing revenue jumping 20% in the third quarter. Yes. Put that in context for us.
Think about this. Amazon Web Services has kind of been a bit of the leader in the clubhouse, if you will, in terms of firms that use it. So think about a very established firm, you know, for the listeners. Think about a firm that you know that's been doing well for about 10 years, et cetera. Now all of a sudden their sales jump 20%. It seems actually absolutely kind of unfathomable that you can do that in new businesses. To do that in a business that's that mature is really pretty incredible. And, you know, they had that outage a couple of weeks ago. There was no hangover from that at all, really, in the earnings, et cetera. And what they also did was raise expectations going forward. So they said, not only did we do 20% this quarter, we think we can continue on a great path going forward. And so that, to me, is the most amazing part of it. And that's why the stock has jumped so significantly, Rob.
J.J. Kinahan, soon-to-be Senior Vice President, CBOE Global Markets in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next in Entrepreneur Friday, a holiday decorating business born in the trunk of a car, now celebrating its 25th year.
Because money matters. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Hey, it's Entrepreneur Friday. Nearly 25 years ago, a local woman launched her professional holiday lighting business. It has now become a thriving business offering design, installation, and safe removal for a dazzling, hassle-free festive season. We welcome in Kelly Fitzsimmons, founder of Light Up Your Holidays in Chicago. Kelly, thank you for joining us today. Now, I don't know about you. You built a whole business around avoiding this particular scenario, but it's a day after Thanksgiving tradition for me where I go into the crawl space, pull the bin full of lights out, and hope, cross my fingers, pray even that they all work, and then get the ladder out and string them from the gutter, and 6 or 7 hours later, we may have something presentable. But there are a lot of trips to Walgreens in the meantime, and you have built a business around avoiding all of that.
We want to help you avoid that because your time is better spent with your kiddos or even in your business. Yes, Kelly Christmas here, and we love what we do because it takes it to the next level.
Now, when did this began 25 years ago out of the trunk of your car? And just talk about those early days and those early houses. And how did you know you had a knack for it?
Well, I am a designer first and foremost, and I love creating experiences. And that's truly what the lights are. I suppose anyone can string a strand of lights, but to really create it to be magical, our homes actually stand out on the block as being super elegant and clean and beautiful. And I guess just really focusing on design and the precision and the elegance, the business has just grown over the years because we really do treat each client as though we're decorating our own home with all those sweet little embellishments. We're not contractors that just say, we've got a ladder, we've got lights. It's truly a thoughtful process. In fact, we highlight all the architectural details of the home. Our clients really appreciate it. It's such a blast.
I would imagine that both technology and social media has allowed you to take your business to the next level. Social media, for starters, is that in 2001, if you had a really beautiful and impressive lights display, it was enjoyed merely by you and your family and maybe your neighbors. But now you have the ability to take a picture of that display and show the world. So now you have to up your game. And that's when maybe you call in the professionals. And on your side of the equation, do you have the ability to use augmented reality or tech to show a client what a particular lights design would look like before you go to work?
Absolutely. In fact, I've been doing that for almost 20 years as well. And it's been refined, which is really fun. Our design consultation is dynamic and it's actually virtual. And so even the kids jump on the call and we show our clients what's possible. And really, though, sticking to this elegant and classic traditional look is what most of my clients want. And so I always give them a few tips in terms of popping a little bit of color here and there. We always use the red crisp bows, but then sometimes a little bit of red lighting on the bushes is elegant, or we even use some up lighting. So technology has definitely made my business, made designing more fun, because obviously lights are LED now, not incandescent, so we can do a lot more. But I do want to just remind people that oftentimes it just comes back to a classic, beautiful look. Sometimes less is more. And yet, most importantly, everybody decorate. So again, if you're going to pull your lights out of the attic and decorate, go for it. Or if you do want to hire a professional, make sure they've got amazing, you know, reviews, first of all. And because your home really is your biggest investment and you want to make sure it's safe. You don't want holes everywhere because they're drilling, and you certainly don't want your gutter dented. We've just heard all of the horror stories, I'm sure you can imagine, after being in business for so long. That's why we just are so cautious and careful with each home. And the design comes first, but then it's really about the precise installation as well. And the removal, of course. Now, the treat is, too, we provide all the decor. So no one has to store anything or schlep it out of their attic or basement. So that, too, is an added benefit.
I always like how when you're putting up your Christmas decorations, you're very precise. You're very careful. You want to make sure that everything is just so. And then when you're taking it down in January, you're just shoving it into bins and putting it back in the closet. Like, I'm done with this. Bring on the rest of the year.
But no one likes to be out there in the cold. Seriously. And then they're frustrated because also, believe it or not, the decor that you purchase in the stores is really meant to only last a year because they want you to keep buying. And so we buy high-end commercial grade decor. So we don't have the issue of the lights going out during the season or wondering what's going to happen next year. And honestly, clients don't want to have to own all that decor because then they can't mix the design up. You know, they feel committed to having to have to use all the multicolored lights every year. And by the way, I have a tip for everybody.
Go ahead.
There's always this rivalry between the kids want multicolored lights or do the, you know, parents want the more elegant white lights. And I encourage everyone to do both. The backyard is so it's forgotten. And yet you can see it from the inside of your house and your kiddos love it. So decorate the backyard with multicolored lights and the front with white and maybe a pop here or two of the multi if that makes the kids happy as well, very little. And then both parties win. It's the best way to create magical memories.
Kelly Fitzsimmons, founder of Light Up Your Holidays in Chicago, thank you for joining us.
Your best stock option. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Mortgage rates are lower than they've been, but ticked up slightly after Fed Chair Powell signaled hesitation about further rate cuts. Joining us to discuss what this means for potential home buyers is Brian Wickard, president and owner of AccuNet Mortgage in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Brian, thank you for joining us today. And the Fed cut interest rates, the overnight lending rate, by a quarter of a percentage point. And even though there's a great deal of attention paid to it as far as the economy is concerned, that doesn't really govern mortgage rates.
It doesn't. I would say that they're sympathetic to the same underlying economic factors, which are inflation and the job market. Okay. And so what happens, and this is only the fourth time in a row that this has happened, Rob, going back to last September of 2024, the mortgage rates anticipate the Fed cut, right? And then in this case, they also anticipated almost 100% certainty that the Fed was going to cut again in December. So mortgage rates were actually at their low point on Tuesday at an average of about 6.13 for the 30-year fixed rate. Then Chair Powell takes the stage again for the fourth meeting in a row and says, you cannot count on that December rate cut. And so mortgage rates go back the other way when that assumption is taken away. They got up to about 6.33% on Thursday. Now we're down to about 6.25% today. So still way better than they were earlier in the year when we were tickling 7%.
If you are in the housing market, I know we're going into winter, and that's when usually when a lot of buying and selling activity slows down. If you're waiting for that ideal rate to come along, chances are that that's never going to happen. So if you want to jump in now, what should you do?
That's right. You know what? When you're in the home buying mode, you don't really control when you're going to get that accepted offer, right? I mean, you make offers. Just by the way, we have a real inventory problem in the Chicago metro area. I saw one report that said from Realtor.com that the inventory of existing homes for sale is still down 50%, 5-0, from pre-pandemic levels. So homes on the market are still getting on average 3 offers. Not crazy competitive, but still competitive. So, yeah, you know what? The difference between a 6.25 rate and 6.125 on the median sales price in Chicago of 360 with 20% down, it's $23 a month. So don't wait around for the perfect rate. If you are in need of a house, do it now. Rates are better than they have been. And thankfully, in the Chicago area, refinance costs are not high. So you always have a chance to refi in the future.
Brian Wickard, president and owner, Acunet Mortgage, Waukesha, Wisconsin, just outside Milwaukee. Thank you for joining us today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.